Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Well, I'm back in the hosting seat after last week's weather-related delay, and I'm already, well, I guess I'm going to be back on the road again. My name is Athena, and I love going live with y'all every Sunday. It's my first love.
All right, and welcome to another great episode of Nail Talk Radio, everyone. Of course, I am Braden. And Athena, you might want to check your calendar. We're actually hitting the road next week because it's definitely time to get our petties on because it is almost time for Premier Orlando, and it's always toast season in Florida.
Oh, my God. Actually, already?
It's Premier Orlando, and actually, I'm already holding off. I'm going to stop by the LCN booth and get my pedicure by Nelly, actually, is what my plan is. I'm not touching my feet. He's going to do that. So.
Yeah. I don't think it's next week, though. I think it's the week Memorial Day.
Oh, it all blends together to me. You know, it's all the
same. Well, you know what?
It's
you got me
weekend.
Worried here.
So it's next week. It's next
okay.
week.
Okay. Well, you know what? It's Sunday, and I had to fit my mom in. She asked me. She knows that I'm super busy, and so I met my mom at the salon this morning to give her a much-needed mani and pedi because, you know, she wouldn't dare to go anywhere else. But I got to tell you that my mom was so impressed with my new Balava Embrace pedicure chair. Oh, my God. She was like, she was like a kid. She checked out every feature in the chair that it had to offer. She was like, she thought it was really amazing. It has a 360 swivel manicure table, the reclining feature, the massage. And she loved that, you know, the Balava foot massager and the pedi tub were already built in directly at her feet. But, you know, my mom said to me, Braden, the very same thing that every one of my clients say is, gosh, this must be so much easier on your back. I was like, yeah, it sure is. It's a lot better on my back. So just in case you nail pros are wondering, this chair is like incredibly affordable and there is no plumbing involved. And in my opinion, it's the only sanitary solution when you're looking for a way to offer luxurious spa pedicures to your clients without compromising your sanitation standards. So all you have to do is you can own one. I mean, it's easy. Just go to balava.com and check out what they have to offer.
All right. Well, you know, tonight we've got a jam-packed show with four incredibly impressive nail pros.
Mm-hmm.
First, well, you know, the main show tonight is about mobile manicuring. So we have Tracy Vincent, the mobile manicurist. We have advanced nail tech, Laura Ducharme. Medical nail tech, Aaron Gland. And certified clinical podiatric medical assistant, Alicia Lawrence. But of course, first, guys, if you are listening live, be sure to grab one of your mobile devices and go on over to our website, nailtalkradio.com, and click on Nail Chat. That's where you can log in using any one of your social media accounts so you can chat live with us during the show. What else we have coming up? We've got the cruise coming up. Oh, my gosh. You know, when it is Premier Orlando weekend, it is basically 6 months until the Nail Talk Radio nail those profits at Sea Cruise. And we are, you know, we are definitely – say it. We are just going full throttle into it. We are getting all of our plans together, so it will be the best, the best cruise out there.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. I know that we actually added more cabins because we sold out of the ones that we were offering, and it's pretty exciting, you guys. I mean, where else can you go on a nailcation where you can hang out with your, you know, with people that you're going to make lasting relationships with, get some really great education, like 3.5 days of education in along with sun and fun. I mean, what else is there?
Yeah, well, of course, it's not, you know, we've got that great education and there are, you know, top-notch educators from across all nail fields. But also it's that sort of team building, that bonding experience of being all together in one location. You know, I think that our last cruise to the Western Caribbean with Vicky Peters, the Vicky Peters Nailless Prophets at Sea Cruise. You know, we made lifelong friends on that trip, you know, so it's definitely a great thing.
Yeah, lifelong friends, and I think that's wonderful. And I'm ready to do it again. I'm ready to make new friends and see what this education is going to bring us. We continue to be asked by other educators, other nail companies, can they come on and be a part of what's going on? And so if you're listening and you're looking for it, then maybe you'll want to sign up now for 2018's cruise so that you can be sure to get in on the action.
You got it. Contact us for that, because the cruise company is busy working on the 2017 cruise. But if you want in on our next cruise, get in touch with us.
That's right. It's ntr@c.com for more information. Now let's do a safety summit review. You know, I was in Chattanooga, Tennessee for our very first Medi-Nail Safety Summit with Dr. Spaulding, and what a turnout we had for the very first one. And I have to say that it was absolutely fabulous. Now, the Nail Safety Summit was jointly sponsored by the American College of Foot and Ankle Orthopedics Medicine. That's pretty big. We have a medical board actually backing us. And of course, Medi-Nail Learning Center. This was the first advanced seminar directed to help podiatrists learn how to work with advanced nail pros to help prevent salon infections. For the first time, ACFAOM trained clinical certified podiatric medical assistants, Medi-Nail medical nail technician, graduates and students, and of course, advanced nail technicians. These were all afforded the opportunity to attend lectures from internationally recognized podiatric physicians. There was a great emphasis on referrals to podiatrists and safe salon practices. We offered all of our attendees hands-on training with lasers, electric files, ventilation equipment, and prosthetic nail applications.
That's right. You know, I am so bummed that I couldn't be there, because it was a revolutionary first for this nail industry. And, you know, the summit actually did cover some really pretty significant lectures, and you guys had certifications as well. You know, you had a lecture on nail tumors and malignancies of the nail plate, nail funguses and biopsies. You had a prosthetic nail certification with LCN Barefoot, and a laser certification as well to help with those nail fungus issues by Dr. Z. Plus, an electric file safety certification taught by Erica's ATA. So you definitely had one heck of a first trade show. Well, this is your second first trade show this year.
Yes, it is. This was definitely a summit. Terry Lundberg taught the electric file safety protocol certification using Erica's ATA. And she also used AeroVex systems, nail source capture systems, teaching not only safe filing, but the importance of removing germs and pathogens from your breathing zone, safe salon and building zone, along with chemical vapors, dust that are produced during any nail service. And that's an important part of the whole process, learning to use particle evacuation systems. So it was really fantastic. You know, one thing that we did not get a chance to do is work on those pig's ears. And probably nobody else would understand that, but our guests that are listening in today. But I have to say, one of the most impressive things to me was the lecture given by Dr. Brian Markinson, who works at Mount Sinai. And his entire focus is nail tumors and malignancies of the nail plate. And I don't know if you got to see, but Lori Ducharme and myself did quite a bit of Facebook Live with what was going on in these lectures. And if you're techie like us and you really want to take your career to the next level, then listening to our guests that are coming up are definitely going to be something that will hopefully pique your interest and make you want to learn more about it.
Absolutely. You also, guys, you had an awards dinner too. You gave away plenty of awards during the event, right?
We did. We gave some recognition awards, and I do want to send out a very special shout out to two people. One is Crystal Pike, who has Safe Salon Supply, and also to Michelle Abb, who was there helping us pull everything together. So special thank yous to both of them. But first, I think we need a break, and here's some of our sponsors, and then we'll be right back.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Well, have you been watching the before and afters on LCN's Urea pedicure line? Nellie Neal has been showing up some incredible telling photos. You can see this Urea line in action at the Premier Orlando show in LCN USA's booth. Visit LCNUSA.com or their Facebook page to see the transformative photos.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
First up, Lori Ducharme entered the manicuring field right out of high school 30-plus years ago in Dudley, Massachusetts. Within a year, she was teaching the manicuring program at Rob Roy Academy in Worcester, Massachusetts for 8-plus years, excelling as an educator and a demonstrator for a nail art company in the early 90s, covering the trade show circuit. She started her family, but Lori knew that if she opened her own small salon, she could work around her children's needs during the most important years. In 2009, Lori finally opened a full-service salon and decided to do nails full-time. Lori met Dr. Spaulding and knew right away that she needed to become an advanced nail tech because she had an aging clientele base that had special needs. Many have been with her for 20-plus years. Lori is a five-star safe salon, and I quote, she says, "I've become a big mouth advocate for safe salon practices," end quote. Lori's been featured in newspaper articles and was sought out by Fox 25 News in Boston regarding her health risks in salons. Please welcome MediNail Learning Center's Advanced Nail Technologist of the Year, Lori Ducharme.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Nail Talk Radio.
That's an incredible accomplishment.
Yeah, fantastic. Welcome, welcome. Well, so thank you for taking the time to come on the show. I know that we were supposed to have y'all on last week, but weather delays with me getting back into the state of Texas kind of put everything on hold. But we do have some good questions for you.
Great.
In 2013, a Boston Public Health Department implemented strict guidelines for nail salons. Well, you found them. What did you do after learning about this?
I actually did some research myself on the internet and looked them up and found out what exactly the guidelines were. And then I have a friend in my local community who is on our public health department, and she's diabetic, and she's been a friend and client of mine for a long time. And we've had many discussions about the lack of the state having enough manpower to do adequate salon inspections on a timely manner. And, you know, maybe taking it to a local level like Boston did. So that's what started the drive for me, just, you know, advocating and starting to get the word out to the public. Like every client that came in my salon, I talked about it. I wrote some articles for local papers, and I was interviewed, you know, concerning that. So it really took it to the next level, and I was just very excited to share that information. And my town now will vote next month to implement those bylaws. So, it doesn't take a whole lot. They just need some education. They just need to be made aware of, you know, where some of our standards are a little bit lacking and what I've learned through my program to implement that. So I'm very excited to take it to the next level from that aspect.
Well, I've got a quick follow-up question on that. How are you notified of the changes to Boston's guidelines for nail salons? I mean, you said you did your own research. Did you find that out on your own, or were letters sent
actually,
out?
When I first met Dr. Spaulding, I remember having a conversation with him when he asked, you know, where I was from, and he's like, "Oh, I just heard that Boston, you know, public health was implementing these guidelines, but there was a lot of resistance, and he wasn't sure if this had passed." So that stuck with me. So, you know, even after I kind of kept Googling it and, you know, going back to their website and, you know, and finally reading the revised edition. And then, you know, the salons in the city of Boston had 2 years to become compliant with these new guidelines that actually were set in place. So I was like, well, yay, you know, like even through resistance, this took place. And that was tremendous, because having know for a fact that, I mean, I'm inspected so little in my area. And, you know, there's so few inspectors and so little time and a lot of salons to get to that it just doesn't happen. So I'm glad that took place in Boston. And since then, two other cities have implemented they've mirrored, you know, maybe not exactly, but they've mirrored a lot of the guidelines. Wellesley and I believe Newton and, you know, now maybe my little town of Dudley. We're going to vote on it in June, so I'm super excited.
Well, tell us what is the Healthy Cosmetology Commission, and how are you involved in that?
Well, I made a phone call. Our Board of Health met Tuesday evening, and I was invited to come speak because, you know, they were addressing the issue, and our local health inspector had done some research himself. So I decided just to cold call the Boston Public Health Department, and just three connections later, finally got to personally speak with Paul Shoemaker, who is our health commissioner in the city of Boston, and had a wonderful conversation with him. And he was thrilled that, you know, he's like, wow, I'm really excited to see what you're doing on your end. And I said, well, I'm excited that, you know, you even got this started. So at the end of the conversation, he said, geez, I think you would be a perfect person to be part of our Healthy Cosmetology Commission. Didn't even know such thing existed. But he said they meet once a month. It's a group of individuals that are also concerned with public, you know, health, environmental, worker health in salons. They're city and town health officials, university faculty, individuals, you know, salon owners, and then representatives of the Occupational Health Surveillance Program and the OSHA program. So they've been in place for about 10 years. And they're striving to, you know, get it out there through public health departments and awareness to make some changes. And they're fighting hard with the Boston Cosmetology, the regulation committee. And we all know state things just take such a long time for changes to take place. So I see it coming. And he even said that. He's like, you know, you're doing a great thing. And they've invited me to speak with them to come talk about the program. And the opportunities that are opening now for MediNail, you know, graduates for, you know, new future jobs in podiatry offices. So that to me is so exciting, and I'm looking forward to going to speak with them.
Well, I think it's phenomenal that you have become an advocate, you know, more than just within your own salon. You're an activist now.
I tell my clients, I'm like, I have my pioneer cap on right now. My Laura Ingalls cap is on, and I'm trudging through. I really see the need. I'm when I get my mindset on something, I become very passionate about it, and I'm moving forward with it. Maybe, you know, my little small part, you know, will help a big thing take place in the future. Like
better, very good.
You know, standards.
Well, keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I want to get back to the MediNail Safety Summit real quickly. You know, it had to be obviously very, very exciting to be awarded the Advanced Nail Technologist of the Year. And
yeah.
Congratulations on that. That's an incredible honor,
Thank
truly.
Thank you, Braden. Thank you.
You know, I would love to know.
I was very surprised.
What was your takeaway from the Nail Safety Summit? What impact do you see
oh
it having on
the just the connections that I made. I was in awe that I was in this arena with doctors and other, you know, medical nail techs and advanced nail techs and CCPMA that I just loved it. And these docs were very, you know, encouraging and engaging. And, like, you know, the best quote I've walked away that I've said a million times since last weekend was, "You are to our industry what dental hygienists are to dentists." And that just stuck with me. I was like, seriously, did it not? It makes so much sense. I'm like, yeah, because we are the nail care experts and we are taking it to the next level. And we will be such a good advantage, I guess, I don't know, for lack of a better word, to their offices in the future and more job opportunities. I can't wait to go talk to our local beauty schools. Like, they're already on my list of people to contact. You know, maybe our programs can be implemented in some of our local beauty schools. You know, to take and say, maybe I'm not so great at acrylics. Maybe I'm not interested in doing all that, 3D mm-hmm. nail art stuff. But, you know, maybe I really like natural nail care or natural foot care. I see it as a whole new opportunity to get out there and promote the program.
I have to agree with you 100%. In fact, you know, we have been working for many, many years to get schools to recognize our program. And we do have an affiliate program for students, but they have to pick up, the school has to pick it up and add it as an extra to to their curriculum. And, you know how it is getting other people to recognize the value of what it is that you have to offer. And, you know, they have to understand and value it before they can add it, but you're so right. Well, you know, you said that you were very surprised. You are definitely very deserving of the award. And so congratulations. And,
thank
you know, you set
much.
The bar high for next year's winner.
Absolutely. Oh, this is going to be great. I've got my little girl. I hired this new girl who took the program, and I'm like, I'm dragging you along on the road to success. So maybe she's going to be next year's winner. That's what I'm hoping for.
Well, any final words that you want to leave with nail techs who have been thinking about, going into this area, working within their own salon, but having a higher level of standards?
Oh God, it's been a career changer, believe in it. It works. It just constantly talk to your clients about it, and they see now I'm educating people. And I've had people reach out to me, other nail technicians in the area that have called me and said, what's this advanced nail tech stuff? Because I've had people calling me asking me, do I autoclay sterilize? How do I get hooked up? So I know recently I've just promoted two people to sign on to the program. So if the word is getting around, don't
That's
be afraid
great.
To start speaking about it. It is great. It's a great thing.
Well,
it's
don't be
exciting.
Afraid to promote your neighbor. I mean, because
no,
what we're doing
right.
is raising the level all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
American, Vietnamese, Spanish, I don't care what nationality you are. Like, step up your game and, let's all elevate together.
Very good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. And we look forward to hearing fantastic things that you have in the works. And you'll definitely keep us updated.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're so welcome. Okay. Thank you so much.
Wow. You know, that's mm-hmm. an incredible story. And we'd love to hear more from her, too, in the future, because, to win that award is an incredible honor. And I'm sure that it'd be an amazing night for her. So, that's truly awesome. Now up next, we've got Erin Gland. And Erin Gland came across an article in Nail Pro magazine about the medical nail tech program and knew that it would set her apart from all the others in her small town. Erin recently last August with Dr. Ball. And she said, making a wish that one day to be the best kept secret in Clarksville. And now the secret is out. Erin says the economy can be a little bit unstable with luxury services, so she's so happy to have found her niche. Please welcome MediNail Learning Center's Medical Nail Tech of the Year, Erin Gland. Welcome, Erin. How
Thanks
are you?
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Yay. Thanks so much for having me. This is so interesting and exciting and new.
It's fabulous to get the word out, isn't it? I mean, you should be heard.
That's right. I'm here to speak loud and proud.
Now, rumor on the street has it that you sped directly through the ANT and right on into the MNT program. Ultimately, you chose not to work at a podiatry office, though. Can you tell us why you chose the path you chose?
I enjoy taking care of my clients from my nail room. Podiatry office, they take care of the medical side of it, that aspect of it. But I really enjoy actually educating my clients on how to care for their own feet, how to look out for things, how to keep an eye on their own health, letting them know what to look for, asking them questions, and things that they've never been asked before when getting services. So I feel that my niche is to make sure that the clientele is educated. And even if they don't come back to me or they come to me once, at least they got an education to know that coming to me is completely different from going to maybe another nail tech in town. And maybe they will spread the word on letting nail techs know that, hey, you know, getting educated and knowing what there is out there and having that thirst for knowledge and being able to tell them, hey, you know what, you have an abnormal something going on with your toes here. I'm not going to work on you today, but you're going to go see a podiatrist or you're going to go see a doctor, and then you're going to let me know when you can come back, and we'll take care of whatever you need to take care of. There's a lot of cases that are taking care of things that can cause more harm to the client than is necessary, and we need to make sure that we're not putting anybody's health at risk.
Well, you know, going from ANT to MNT, that is obviously preparing you more to work in a podiatrist's office. I mean, myself, I chose to stay within my own salon because at the time when I pioneered this, the doctors were not going to pay me as much as I can make on my own. And but, you know, as being an ANT, you have to work as an ANT in your salon, even though you have the accreditation as an MNT, but you
Correct.
Learn a little bit more. ANTs understand the referral relationship. They recognize, you know, all of the things that MNTs do, and they get to do, you know, they have a lot of knowledge. But being an MNT just puts you a little bit higher on that list. Whether you choose to work in a doctor's office or not, you still get that education, and you still can also set yourself apart. Well, tell us, where do you want to take your advanced education now in the industry?
I would really like to build a extremely well-rounded rapport with all of the podiatrists in town, and I would like to eventually open up my own nail salon that takes care of just, you know, nails, and whether it's natural nails or anything, but I would also like to have a podiatrist on site so that we're a nail salon with a podiatrist on site, not necessarily a podiatrist's office with a nail tech in there. Kind of the opposite.
I love it.
To have another niche. And eventually I would love it to be a franchise that can continue on and elevate and inspire maybe some of the other nail techs to go further in their education and come work with me and learn all we can and start taking care of, you know, senior citizens who are absolutely terrified of coming and getting their toenails taken care of, and offering a service that even if they're on a fixed income can be simple and affordable for them to come get just the most basic of care if they can't make it into a podiatrist's office or they have no means to come into a podiatrist's office. Something where we can take care of them so that they're not inflicting harm mm-hmm. upon themselves.
Yes. Well, you know, we heard the same concept from another attendee, Dee Dee, who was at the event. And, you know, how about that? Here we are in 2016, and we're talking about bringing on podiatrists on into our business rather than us going to work in their business, which I think is, I mean, come on, that's, we're flipping the script on them. I mean, they're starting to recognize how important we really are.
Correct. I no longer want to be the enemy to a podiatrist. I no longer want to be looked upon in a general situation as the nail tech who always is sending them patients and, you know, causing harm to their patients that are seeing them for, you know, toe issues or foot issues. I want to be able to be the one that they say, you know what, I know, you know, Erin very well. I know she takes care of her clients. I know she autoclaves her tools. She's very clean. She practices aseptically. I know that after your, you know, procedure that you've had here, I know that I can totally recommend her for your maintenance
mm-hmm.
and your future care
mm-hmm.
in between.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good.
So back to the MediNail Safety Summit, too. What was the most impressive thing that you learned there? I mean, as someone who's the medical nail tech of the year, you must kind of know your stuff, obviously. So what was the most impressive thing that you learned?
One of the most impressive things, too, that I learned was from Dr. Markinson and his talking about nail tumors and diseases was how such a small black or dark mark can be something so deadly
Right.
And how people do not pay attention to their feet, and how you as a nail tech or I as a medical nail tech can alert clients to those little anomalies that they definitely need to have checked out before they lose a toe, lose a foot, or even as far as losing their life.
Well, that's
so true.
Those
things are important.
It's so true. It was an eye-opener for sure. I was so impressed with the lecture that he gave. I mean, he showed nails that looked absolutely normal to us. I mean, he gave great examples, didn't he? Which one
Yes.
looks like it's deadly? I mean, I was just blown away by that.
Well, and visuals are always extremely helpful. You know, you can talk about it all day long, but seeing the visuals and pointing things out and is this deadly and, you know, something that looks super innocent could totally take your life away in a matter of months.
That's absolutely correct. So were you surprised when you were awarded?
I was totally floored. I had no idea what to say, do, but it was quite an incredible honor, and I hope I live up to earning that award in the future and going above and beyond and educating my town and inspiring and creating maybe a new trend. This would be a great trend to start in Clarksville.
There you go. Well, I think that you're well on your way, and congratulations, and thank you for taking the time to come on the show, and thank you for going to the next level. We wish you the very best.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks, Erin.
All right. Well, are we going to go for our third winner, or are we good on time, Braden? Okay. Well, finally, Alicia Lawrence makes her second appearance on our show. She's the first mobile nail salon operating out of a 42-foot RV teaching Yeah, in Hartford, Connecticut. I know that in the Connecticut area, Philadelphia, New Jersey, this is where she was doing her business. She says 2017 makes 20 years in business for her. And, you know, she always used a hand file and hand-painted art and then became stagnant for 10 years with clients. And then with her clients' health changing, she says here she is at MediNails Learning Center. And she says, thanks to Dr. Spaulding on Anderson Cooper and you, I guess that means me, confirming this knowledge on Dr. Oz, this brought her right here to where she's at. Please welcome Certified Clinical Podiatric Medical Assistant, Alicia Lawrence.
Welcome, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Well, we are so excited to see you. And you looked like you were, I think you cried when you won.
I did. Why wouldn't I cry? It was awesome to be acknowledged amongst my peers. It was just amazing.
Well, when I heard your story and I had met you at Dr. Spaulding's office during your internship, I just happened to be there in September to do some commercials for our program, and you blew me away with your story. So please refresh our listeners on how you found, you told us how you found the advanced education that you were looking for, but really what brought you to that point?
Okay, well, actually, it's my clientele. One in particular died from HIV. I never cut her. I did her nails hand file. And that's how I grew my clientele, with that reputation. Over the years, I had a client that acquired four-stage lung cancer. And she didn't tell me that, her medications had changed, nor did I ask. I didn't know to ask. So, I did a regular routine on her, her regular calluses that I had always done. And this particular time, she bled and jumped back, and I was nervous. And she said, "Why are you nervous?" I said, "You're bleeding." She said, "Well, it's okay." And I said, "No, it's not okay. It's not stopping." So she said, "Well, just go on." She said, "I see you don't want to touch me." I said, her name was Luella Reed, God rest her soul. She recently did pass away, but not because of this. This was over a year ago. This was over 2 years ago, as a matter of fact, because I've started the program since September of 2014. So with that being said, I called her about 2 hours later, and I said, "Lulu, are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm okay." She said, "I know you were worried." I said, "Well, how'd you get the wound to stop bleeding?" It was a small, small cut. To me, it's a wound. You know, it's blood. So she said, I put a spider web on there.
Yeah.
Now, I was in shock. Spider web. Okay. That's something I would have never thought of. That's those old school, you know, grandma remedies and things. And so I cried and I prayed. And I want to thank God for, you know, this opportunity, for allowing me to see this opportunity. And that was Dr. Spaulding on Anderson Cooper. And what he talked about was nail technicians working out of their scope of practice. That's a word I've never heard at the time. And I'm already over 15 years in business. But your clientele trusts you. So with that trust, I knew in my heart I needed to know more. And that's where I am today. You know, with the knowledge I've obtained, I've taught them more. You know, I definitely have went up on my prices, and they respect that. They brag about where they get their nails done. You know, they appreciate that I take the time out to learn more.
What a story. That's a really great story.
That is an incredible story right there. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about what position you hold working as a certified clinical podiatric medical assistant. And just for those of us who aren't entrenched in the medical nail tech world, what exactly is that?
Well, what I do is I work directly underneath the podiatrist, and I am his medical assistant. So I brief the client, the patient. We have to separate the words. So it's patients when I work with the podiatrist. And I chose specifically to work in the medical field to see what it was like. It's totally different than working in a salon. It's absolutely 360 degrees from being a salon owner. You are taking orders. You are putting computer work. You have to be very careful of what you say. You can't mix up paperwork. You cannot mix up files. You cannot mix up patients' IDs and numbers. It's very, very intricate. And I love that I'm learning that part of it. And that's why I chose to continue with the CCPMA. And the reason why I chose it in my heart was because I trust the system and I trust Medi Learning Center and the certificates that I've earned. And I wanted to make sure it's a approved system. I wanted to make sure I could get hired within this medical community with these credentials.
You
and
know,
it worked.
The thing is that what people don't understand is when they hire somebody to become a podiatric medical assistant, they hire them off the street. They're green. They have absolutely no knowledge of anything that has to do with nails. So they get on-the-job training, much like what nail professionals get after they get their license. But the difference is that they don't know anything. And so they get taught. And then here, what we do through Medi Nail Learning Center is we train you through all of the courses. And you are becoming a CCPMA. You're actually backed by a medical board. So they give you the certification through our program and theirs to become a medical assistant and to have the knowledge to work alongside these podiatrists. Now, you're not just working with one, are you?
No, I actually work in a multi-physician practice. It's about four doctors. And they absolutely love me. I love working with them. Their personalities are all very different. Every doctor have their little quirks. But I'm there for strategic purposes.
Right. Are you doing? Are you working on the patients aside from taking their
Absolutely.
Information
Phenomenal.
And their exams? I mean, you're doing nail debridements and
nothing.
And all, no,
nothing. Not one time. See, I'm glad that you asked that question too. And you notice how we had MAs in our class that you taught, which was, oh my God, mind blowing. I still want to learn more from you, Athena. I just really do. So we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
We need you over here on the
Some doctors
the East
are
Coast,
different. So you're not doing any
right.
of those things yet.
Not one bit. And so with that being said, that's why I said I'm there for strategic purposes, because I want to open up my own medical foot spa. So I'm there for learning actually how to get referrals, how to get into the minds of these podiatrists.
What do they lack? It's a big waste, I have to tell you. It's a big waste that they're not really putting you to work because there's so much money that could be made on their end. Well, we're going to have a little conversation with those doctors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. That's why I gave myself 6 months. Because, you know, I'm tackling Philadelphia, which is a huge metropolis. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to my other co-award winners. Congratulations to them again. And getting to the Board of Cosmetology in Philadelphia, they've invited me to come and speak as well.
That's awesome.
I wanted to get more certification. I wanted to get more knowledge to bring to them. So I was writing down some of the things that you said about the student program to be added onto some of the curriculums. Mm-hmm. Those are some of the things that I need to bring to them. Not that I have, but that they have access to that need to be, you know, included into the cosmetology world. So, you know, with Philadelphia alone, you know, I'm a little nervous speaking in front of the mayor is fine, but we have Governor Wolf, who's also involved in economic and socially economic businesses, small businesses. Mm-hmm. And that's what we are. You know, we are socially economically, you know, developed. And we, when we're strategically put in certain cities, I notice a lot of the ladies are for more so down south. And that's why I say we need you more up in the north as well.
So it's a huge need.
I was going to say, I don't think I'd be nervous talking in front of the mayor or the governor, but I would be petrified driving a 42-foot RV around. That would be what would be scaring me. I give you a heck of a
fun. That was fun.
I can imagine that.
I actually have a duplicate now.
Nice.
I finally have a duplicate after 20 years. I've heard that there's a mobile nail salon in Hartford. Shout out to them, and good luck with that. It's a lot to do. You know, it's a process, and I hope that they reach out to learn more before they get caught in the regulation change.
Well, you know, in just a few minutes, we will be talking to Tracy about her business, Mobile Manicures. Before we do that, I just want to have one final bit of wisdom from you. What was your takeaway from the Nail Safety Summit?
Ooh, more growth. It left me wanting more. It left me wanting to hear more from Dr. Markinson. It left me, like Alsana just said and confirmed again, she's such a phenomenal confirmer. I said, you know, I'm kind of wasting. I don't use my certificates where I work at, which is okay. You know, I got the computer side. I said, but I want to work with Dr. Zuckerman. I want to learn a little bit more about the laser treatments, because I'm not a pill taker, and a lot of people are in a lot of chronic pain. So it gave me more hunger. It gave me, you know, it left me wanting more.
Well, there you go. I mean, and before we let you go, and you should have more, and you should be doing more. And I tell you, with the education that you have, I think that you will be doing more here pretty soon. But tell us, how many recorded different nail designs do you have you done?
Oh my gosh, there's over 300,000 digitally recorded.
What?
I have them on videotape. I have on so many cameras. I have them. Clients have them that I'm like, oh gosh, where did that one come from? You know, I have one client, I call her my muse, and that's Mrs. Nakia Thompson, and that's in Connecticut, and her nails are about 3 inches. And their hair is very healthy. She's never, ever had a nail fungus. That's what I mean about the trust that your clients have in you. And every single time I do nails, my objective is to never do the same stroke twice.
There you go.
A lot of abstract. A lot of every 10 nails are different, including your toes. So that I've built my clientele on that in all 3 states.
Well, there you go. I think that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on Nail Talk Radio again. We really appreciate it. And I know you'll be back again because there's great things in store for you.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. From your mouth to God's ears.
All right.
Thanks, Alicia, so much.
Yeah, very much.
Thanks.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back with plenty more Nail Talk Radio.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessional.com. Associated Nail Professionals. Isn't it time you join us?
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Tracy Vinson is the founder and CEO of the Mobile Manicurist LLC. She's a licensed nail artist in the state of Virginia and featured Entrepreneur of the Year with her local news. She's the winner of MSN.com's Top 50 Nail Artists of 2014, as well as OPI Nail Art Competition winner 2012. She placed first at the National Nail Tech Convention with her James and the Giant Peach entry, and in 2015,
incredible.
Yeah, they were totally great, and that was a Nail Tech event. And recently received first runner-up at the Best Little Nail Show in Texas. Her gel nail skills are unmatched by any other. Tracy's travel schedule is extensive in North America, both competing and offering other nail technicians continuing education. Please welcome Tracy Vinson to Nail Talk Radio.
Woo-hoo.
Welcome, Tracy.
Hey, Braden. I'm so excited to be with you guys.
Awesome. We're
We are so happy to have you. And thank you for taking time out of your travel schedule for a little chat with us tonight. You know, we do see we see you kind of all over the country, and you are an incredible nail technician. Trust me. I was actually in the back when they were judging those James and the Giant Peach nails, and we were all blown out of the water by those. They were incredible.
Oh, yeah.
It was an incredible set of nails.
Yeah, that's the first 3D piece I ever did. I've never done 3D before those James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell
you
did it right, for sure. So I have to get just back to the basics. What inspired you to start a mobile manicuring service? I mean, it's an incredibly brilliant idea.
Right. Well, you know, it kind of happened by accident. About the time I was graduating with my nail technician degree, we were buying a house, and the house was a little larger than what we really wanted, and I knew I was going to go into business for myself, and I thought, you know what, I'll just put my salon in this house. It kind of justified buying the house, you know, and so we closed on the house, and a few weeks later, I graduated, and I went to my local jurisdiction to get my license for actually operating out of the home, and they denied that. So it was zoning issues or whatever. So I had two options. I knew the state of Virginia allowed mobile, so I could either do that or I could go to work for somebody else in a salon. And knowing that I'm type A personality, I knew I wanted to work for myself. So Basically, that's what we did. We took our savings, what we had put aside, and we just put all of that into me going into business because I wanted to do it right. You know, I didn't want to do it halfway. And it was interesting because I actually went to the bank for a loan and they thought I was crazy. So that to them, being a mobile nail technician was a far-fetched idea. And of course they turned me down because no one had ever done that here before. But thankfully, it proved to be the right decision for me.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, well, you know, you're a go-getter. And so, you know, it's the people who do.
Yeah. Busy people
happen.
Get things done. Yeah, you're right.
Well, tell me, how long have you been in business?
I have only been in business 4 years. I'm a retired music teacher, if you will.
Wow.
Yeah, from the time I got my license. It's been about 4 years.
Wow, that's not very long.
It's not very long at all, no.
What kind of music did you teach?
Piano. I have a PhD in piano pedagogy. So I ran my own school of music, and all of a sudden my husband gets transferred, and I have to move away from that. So that's what kind of led me to go into something else, you know.
That's incredible. I did not know that about you. I love learning new things about people.
Yeah. How about that?
You know, I took piano lessons for about, 2 weeks. I can play one song and chopsticks.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey.
Hey, you got to start somewhere, right?
See, now you and Amy Becker will have to sit down and have a jam session. Maybe if you come to
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Because she's an incredible piano player as well. So out on the road, do you do pedicures as well? What are the extent of your services? Obviously, we know you do an acrylic. Obviously, we know you do 3D nail art. Do you do pedicures too?
Right. Yes, we do. We offer several pedicure options, one of which we were just published recently in Nails Magazine for. It's our Warrior Pedicure for cancer patients. But we're a full-service nail salon. Anything you can get at any nail salon, you get through us. Natural nails, artificial enhancements, pedicures. We also offer organic spray tan, waxing, and professional makeup. And keep in mind, this is all in the comfort of your own home or wherever you would like us to serve you.
Now, does that offer some challenges? I mean, obviously, if you're going into someone's space and you've never been there before, what are the things you look out for? I mean, do you have to have a certain setup, or do you bring everything with you?
You know, the biggest challenge for me, Braden, is I sit at a different table height for every service that I do. So it's not ergonomically friendly. I always have a backache, a neckache, if you will. And that's occupational hazard, I call it. So, yes, those are challenges. Working around babies, animals, all those things can be a distraction. So it's very important for me to just zone in and really get into my work once I'm there with the client. Mobile pedicures are just another animal all in themselves. You really have to have some good equipment and a setup for yourself so that I am not injuring myself while doing a pedicure on someone else.
So you're not plopping down on the floor.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of up and down. And not only that, all of the equipment that I do carry, it's heavy. So it's in and out several times a day. You know, if I see 8-10 people in a day, I'm 3 trips into a house and 3 trips out of a house. You times that by 10, that's 30 times that I've lifted that equipment in one day.
Wow, and I'm sure that's all factored into your price.
It is, yes. Everything is factored into that price. Yeah, and it's very easy. People think, oh, she just goes into people's homes and paints their nails. It's far from that. It's completely different animal than what being in a salon would be. And even after that 12-hour day when I pull in my driveway, guess what I have to do? I have to unload those expensive products out of my car. Every tool I've used that day has to be cleaned and replenished and repackaged and get ready to go for the next day. So yeah, it's far from going in and painting a set of fingernails.
Now, how many colors would you say you travel with? I mean, because that would be a limitation or a challenge too, I would think. You know, you can only take so much with you.
I travel right now with about 400.
Oh, so you got it covered. All right, good to know.
I do. So, you know, the interesting thing is we, the mobile manicurist myself, is designing a line of mobile equipment as we speak for future nail techs, because there is nothing out there for us. I've had to use everything from scrapbooking bags to notebooks to tote bags with pod, gardening bags, you name it, because there's no equipment designed for us. And so I'm working with manufacturers now to make sure that that's taken care of for future mobile nail technicians, and they won't have the struggles that I've had.
Oh, you know, I know that we both look forward to seeing what you're going to come out with, because I definitely know that you are one smart cookie, so we can't wait to see what you come up with.
Oh, yeah. Sounds great.
Now, what's your specialty or niche within the services that you offer? What is your favorite? What are you known for, other than coming to people's houses?
You know what? I could say artwork. I could say 3D. I could say all of that. But honestly, my specialty is relationships, because when I first started doing nails, I wasn't that good, really. I think we can all think back to when we were
greedy. Yeah, none of us
but
were.
People kept having me back, and I was thinking, why are they doing that? Why do they want me to come back? Because I'm in their personal space. I'm there to encourage them, to uplift them. They may be having a bad day, just that kind of thing. And I feel like that relationship building happens long before the client building does. And, you know, when my clients are sitting in front of me, it's about so much more than their manicure or their service that they're happening. So
absolutely.
I would say my specialty is definitely the relationship part. The nails they get, the gorgeous artwork, that's all just a little sideline when you have me come see you.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you have a very physical branded look, including your automobile. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my car actually started it all. If you haven't seen it, it's a red Volkswagen. She's dressed as a ladybug, which is a symbol for, and I feel like this is, any time that you're branding, you need to research behind what you're using, because a ladybug is a symbol of faithfulness and new beginnings. Oh. And I definitely needed a new beginning. And the spots on the ladybug are the blessings that you count. So all of that is dressed on the outside of my car, and I don't take any of that for granted. But back to the branding, you know, Volkswagen Beetles are iconic. They're vintage. They're retro. When we think of that, we think of times prior to us. And so that kind of really played into the vintage feel. And plus my parents are big antique buffs, and growing up, they would drag us from every antique store on the East Coast, but we always got rewarded for that, you know, and not knowing them, but that has followed through and carried through into my life. And so, of course, I love all things vintage. So it just kind of made sense to brand my business in that area. You know, everything from my business cards to my work uniforms is branded in those company colors, the red, the black, the white, the ladybug symbol, the vintage. So it just all works together, you know?
Yeah, you look like a vintage pinup girl.
Yeah, you know what? I need a few more pounds to come off before I get there.
Well, I think you're there.
Oh,
I think it's great. I think that your branding is absolutely, I mean, it's just stellar, and it's just a phenomenal example of what branding actually means.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think so many times that people get lost. They go do hair for a little while, and then they're going to do real estate for a little while, and then they go back, they're going to manage a restaurant. And if you do that one thing that you are really, really good at and stay with it long enough and stick with your branding. Don't keep changing your logo. Don't keep changing your colors. If you'll stay with that, eventually you will morph and grow into that, and it just becomes a part of you then.
Well, I tell you, unless you're all over the place like me and you do that where you go brand from one and jump to another, I tell you, it's like something to be said about an umbrella company.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and don't learn it late like I did. Now, did you have a business plan, or did you just fly by the seat of your Manny-mobile?
Well, no, absolutely not, because that went out the window when I wasn't able to open my location at my house. So, you know, I really had nobody to show me the ropes. I didn't know anything about online support groups like we have now. So I had to kind of go with my ladybug and wing it. It was a surprising amount of people in our industry that some want to see you fail. And in the beginning, you know, I had lots of haters for what I was doing, but after I learned the tool of social media, I was able to get into some network groups that could answer questions. And so it's been really a fly by the seat of your pants and kind of feel your way through it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Which is what I do mostly with all my businesses. But
Exactly. It's so much rewarding, though, to run across those people that are willing to help, like you, in like some of our industry, the industry's best, Lauren Wireman. You know, I could go on and list many, but those people willingly pour in to me, and I don't take that for granted at all.
Well, and you're going to be with Lauren in Orlando, correct? You're going to be with Lauren in Orlando, right?
Yes. I am a guest artist with Lauren in Orlando in just a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's coming up fast. Well, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, how long was it before your mobile business took off and became successful? I mean, just to start that up and try and build it, how did you build it and how long did it take?
Surprisingly enough, when I was graduating from nail school, my husband and I were talking one night, and we said, you know, 1 to 2 years, and I should be able to quit my job once I had my clientele built. So from the time I got all my license in order, graduated, in 6 weeks, I built a full clientele. Not kidding.
Woo!
In
That's
six
fast.
Weeks after
wow.
I opened, I had to quit my job because I couldn't do both. And in that 6 weeks, I had tripled my income as to what I was making at my other job. So who wouldn't quit their
mm-hmm.
job?
Right.
And 2 months later, I hired my first staff member. You know, I go back to what you said, Athena. It was right on time. I'm older in this industry. I have no regrets about doing it when I was younger because I feel like it was just the right time for me to step in to what I'm doing. In 6 weeks, and it's been wide open from the get-go. The last 4 years have literally been a whirlwind in my life.
I can imagine so. I can definitely imagine.
Really.
So let's get back to 3D nail art a little bit. That's all self-taught, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, self-taught. I've had no classes for 3D artwork whatsoever.
Wow.
And I'm not really an acrylic artist because, you know, the
yes,
state of Virginia has a few limitations that I can't go into a person's home and use monomer because it's not properly vented. So I am a gel artist when I'm mobile.
There you go.
I only do acrylic in my home, obviously, on my 3D nail art. So that's just kind of something I keep for myself. But yeah, I was totally self-taught on the 3D.
How long did that particular set take you, the James and the Giant Peach set?
It was terrible. It was probably about 50 hours. And
wow.
When I thought I was done, I dropped the last nail, and I'm like, oh, thank goodness it didn't break. I went to pick it up and stepped on it.
Oh, no.
So I had to rebuild the last one. But, yeah, at least 50 hours.
Wow. Well, maybe that was all meant to happen. Maybe it was that rebirth, regrowth thing, because maybe that was
true.
What pushed you over the edge.
It's true.
I have a question. Did you choose the mobile manicurist just because of the way that it flowed? I mean, I know that the emerging trend is to be called the a concierge.
Right.
Instead. So, and it's kind of a, you know, has a different sound, different connotation to it. So
tell me
why you chose that versus the term concierge.
It was really just the way it flowed. It was, I think you have to look into the area that you live in, the areas that you're going to service. I'm not really in a large city, and I travel about probably 60 to 70 miles in one direction, a lot of which are rural areas. So many of my clientele would probably not understand that verbiage. So I wanted something user-friendly, if you will, that everyone would know, hey, she's the mobile manicurist. Now, I have been asked before, I'll go through a drive-thru sometimes, and they'll read the side of my car that says the mobile manicurist, and they're like, do you get manicures in your car? No, not quite. But mostly because of the way it flowed and because of the work area that I live in.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer for sure. I mean, for it to, the way it sounds coming out of your mouth has a, you know, plays an important part. It's got
it's
a, it just
nice
got a,
ring
has a
to
sound.
It, doesn't it?
So do you have a high level of sanitation protocol?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I have probably 40 to 50 sets of metal implements. We never, ever, ever use the same tool twice. Those implements are cleaned, disinfected, sanitized. They're put in a heat autoclave, and when they come out of that autoclave, they go directly into a sanitation SteriPouch with a nail file, an individual nail buffer, and a cuticle stick, and all of that is sealed shut so that when they're being transported, obviously in the back of my car, they remain sealed, and that packet is not opened until I'm in front of my client. And every client gets one. There are no exceptions to that rule. And then our pedicure tubs as well. We have all disposable liners for that, a new set of toe separators, and we take nothing back with us except those metal implements. They're thrown in a dirty bin, marked dirty, in the back of my car and brought back to my home base to sanitize, you know, and repackage and that kind of thing. So we make sure that we throw that file, all of those stuff that we throw away, that's thrown away at the client's home before we ever leave there. So there's no question as to we're putting that back in our car and reusing it or whatever. It's all disposed of on site.
Very good.
Yeah.
Braden?
You know, I'm here, and I'm just actually flipping through your website, which is themobilemanicurist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And on the website, it actually shows that you were named on MSN.com as one of their top 50 nail artists in 2014. So how did you get recognized? Did they reach out? Obviously, they reached out to you. Did someone nominate you? How did that all happen?
Actually,
and what an incredible honor.
It was an incredible honor that I didn't even know about. One of my clients was searching for summer artwork designs, and she messaged me. She said, hey, do you know that you're number 10 out of 50 nail artists that MSN has recognized? I said, no, I had no idea. And sure enough, I went over there, and I had done a set of ladybug toes. It was a pedicure, just cute as can be. And how ironic that the ladybug design won the number 10 design out of those 50. So, yeah, that again was an accident. They had taken the photograph off my website at the time. So it was pretty cool.
That's incredible. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cool. Well, if our listeners have the green light in their state to become mobile, which we have the link here that we're posting in the chat room as to what states accept it, and we're also about to post it on our Facebook page. What advice or tips would you give them if they wanted to start up?
Right. Well, first and foremost, make sure that, you know, you have all of your license in order. My state, even though I have a nail tech license, in order to drive that little ladybug, the state of Virginia makes me have a salon license registered for that car. So just because you're a nail tech doesn't mean you can go out and be mobile without that salon license.
Mm-hmm.
So double check on that, because sometimes you can be under the umbrella of a salon. Here I have the option. If I don't work for a salon, then I've got to have that extra license in order to operate mobile. Also, I would encourage you to go to your county, your city, wherever you would apply for your business license, make sure you have that. But you can also register your business name in that city or county. You pay a small fee for that. But once you've registered the mobile manicurist like I did, no one else can use that name. So it's worth the small fee that they charge you for that. So definitely look into that as well. You know, and just make sure you really have all of your paperwork in order. It's expensive to be mobile. I'm required to have a business license for every city and county that I work in. So, you know, kind of have your ducks in a row as to where you're going to maybe have your territory. So that's where I would start. And obviously, buy your domain name, because social media, internet, website, that's the way to go as far as advertising, you know, in the day that we live in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how did you do your pricing? I mean, did you do the same, you know, exactly the same way when it's, you know, you figure out what your formula is, what your billable hours are, what your hard costs are, and then you came out with what you had to charge to cover your costs, and then
right.
you added more in to pay yourself, so... Do your clients even bat an eye? I mean, give us some prices here.
Well, you know what? Initially, I started out with just a set price, and it was semi-working, and then it wasn't semi-working. I'd show up at a house, and mom needed to feed her baby, and I would sit there 30 minutes waiting in order to start the nail service. So last summer, I went to a customized pricing. My fees are $1 per minute. From the time I enter your front door until I am finished, I start a timer on my phone. And that's actually been one of the best things that I've done for my business, not even speaking from the financial standpoint, but what it did was make clients aware of my time. Because I am so busy, and my time, there's a demand on my time. I come home from work and I answer 40 or 50 messages. I mean, truly, I pull about 16-hour days. And so if you need to make your child breakfast before I get there, you're going to pay me to sit there now. So that needs to be done.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Because
so
they're going to be on the phone and running
exactly.
and grabbing their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Or on Pinterest, trying to search out what design they may want. Or so, you know, initially I was a little hesitant about doing that, but obviously it's been the best thing I've ever done because I'm booked for 2 years solid now.
Wow.
And I have a wait list, and then I have another wait list to get on the wait list. So it's incredible how this has all morphed. But yeah, it's $1 per minute. You can pick out anything in my bag. You can do a pedicure, you can do a full set, you can have crystals put on everything. I'll paint grandma's portrait on your fingernail. But just remember, what you're choosing, the more advanced, the more time.
Yeah.
And truly, in this industry, is that not what they teach us in school? That's what they teach us as to how to do our pricing.
Yep.
But we've never done that. We've always undercut ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes time that we're sick or you have to pay your own health insurance or you take off a week, you know, with no pay for a vacation, then what do you pull from?
Yeah,
so
that's very good.
As mobile nail technicians, you know, the work is very rewarding, but it's also extremely, extremely hard. And it's even more so hard if you've not had any previous business experience. And that's why many mobile nail technicians fail, if they don't have that business side. And that's super important. You've got to have that covered.
Now, what about turf wars being a mobile manicurist? I mean, do you get any of that Jets versus the Sharks kind of business, or do people kind of stay off your turf?
I'm sorry, you cut out on me, Brandon.
Well, do you have any turf wars? I mean, do you have that Jets versus the Sharks kind of thing going on where you've got other mobile manicurists in your area?
There is another mobile service in my area, yes. And initially there was some territorial competition. The newspaper passed the ladybug, and they seen my car and wanted to do an interview on me. And when that interview came up online maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I took a lot of heat in the comments on that online section, so much so that we had to have an attorney to ask that the newspaper take those comments down. But I never defended myself because I just let my work speak for itself, really. So, you know, yeah, there is some, but again, that's not the way I operate.
Me either.
Everybody succeed. I pour into other nail techs now. Why am I going to pour into you if I'm going to be upset if you go and start a mobile business? No, there is enough business for all of us.
Amen.
What we need to do as mobile nail technicians, as nail technicians, is rise above all of this chitty chatty, backbiting. We're better than that, are we not?
We are. I don't, you know what, I tell you, I'm so oblivious to most of what's going on. If people are talking bad, I really have no clue. And it's because I just, you know, maybe it's because I'm ADD. I don't know. I don't stay around long enough to pay attention.
Right.
But I do think that, you know, your words are very, they ring true. We should be lifting everybody up. We should be supporting everyone. Because Lord knows, nobody can capitalize on all the business themselves.
No. And, you know, for a long time, I wouldn't do another interview. I rejected several interviews just because that upset me so much. And then one day it just kind of dawned on me, girl, you got to get over yourself and just move past that, you know, because truly I was the one making it worse on myself. So, So that's all in the past.
Yeah, it is. And thank God for that. And you are, you are successful and, you know, and this is a good thing. So how many years now total?
4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Four years.
I've got a question. I mean, obviously going into people's houses can be kind of a sensitive area in a lot of ways.
Right.
Have you ever pulled up to a house and went, no?
Yes. Only one time in the last 4 years, and I simply phoned the individual who did not answer. So then I went the second route of a text message, and I just said, look, those two Dobermans laying on your front porch after dark in this sketchy neighborhood, I just don't feel comfortable coming in.
Right.
And they said, okay. But, you know, not only was I new to the business, I was new to the area. So now I know better. And, of course, I'm booked for 2 years. I know where I'm going to be in 2017 right now. if any of my staff ever feel threatened, they're to do the same thing, obviously.
Huh. That's very interesting.
And I would also assume you've got some sort of check-in, check-out process, correct? I mean, and to just...
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Because, like I said, I would imagine safety in a lot of ways could be an issue. I know that we talked with a service in New York City that was sort of dealing with those same issues and just trying to figure that all out, too.
Yeah. You know what? It's a whole, like I say, it's a whole nother ballgame. And then on the opposite end of that, Braden, we also have current background checks that we keep up to date on myself or anyone that works for me. So people can book with us safely. They know we're not on the child sex offender list or whatever the case might be. So obviously we have to make them feel comfortable as well.
And are you bonded? Like,
yes,
I mean,
we are.
Bonded,
we are
because there is a difference between being bonded, right, and having liability insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We have both. Absolutely. We cover our bases on all things. Yes.
Very good.
And,
very
you know, good. Mobile nail technicians, again, people are like, oh, you know, you don't have any overhead. Well, yes, we do have overhead. It's just
right.
in a different way, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you got to think about all of that.
Right,
and
right.
What would you yeah. say your range is, your radius? Even how far are you willing to go to get the clients? I mean, I can imagine you could drive 200 miles if you needed to. I mean, if you could. I mean, what's your radius?
Exactly. Right now, my radius is about 60 to 80 miles in one direction. However, I don't go that far just for one person. My clients are set up so that I work in certain areas of the city on different days. So if you miss your appointment with me and I'm in Lynchburg, say, and you miss your appointment with me, guess what? I'm not going to be back there for 2 weeks. So that's how I'm booked so far out, because all of my clients have standing appointments on those days that I work in their neighborhood.
Wow.
So I couldn't do that to start with. You know, it's just all over the place, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is driving me crazy. But I quickly learned I had to get myself on a routine and on a schedule. And so I drive about 150 miles a day now, and it seems very easy. A lot of people would think, well, I'm not driving that much, but it's very easy the way I have my route worked out. And that's one thing I don't turn over to anybody, any staff member. I do all of my own booking.
Very smart, very smart.
And,
go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, nail techs, we run into the issue of clients running late a lot of times. Obviously, in your situation, it would be in the reverse, because what about traffic? I mean, how do you deal with that situation where – you know, there's a train or an accident.
Right. Occasionally I'll have that, and that's where having a really good salon booking system where it tracks all of my clients' information, I can access that in just a matter of seconds. All I do is pick up the phone and say, hey, you know, I'm behind a train or something. I don't have that happen too often because I'm a type A person, and if I need to be there at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be sitting two blocks away by 15 minutes till.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, pretty much 99.9% of the time, I am on time.
What booking system do you use?
I use Vagaro.
Mm-hmm. Very, very nice.
It's very nice because it's the only salon booking system that allows you to book mobile appointments. And so when you book that mobile appointment, it adds 30 minutes onto the service time to allow for your drive time.
Very nice, which wouldn't work in L.A.
Right, right. No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
Yeah. So,
everything
but of course
is at least
an
hour away.
Right, and that's something you can tweak with the system, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, we love that system.
I'm familiar with Vagaro. It's quite in depth. The things that you can do with Vagaro, from marketing to, you know, having specials in your clients' photographs, and it's a lot
Absolutely.
Involved with Vagaro. I
yeah.
mean, not something that you could just set up in 5 seconds. I mean, so look into it. You must be serious. But
yeah.
I was looking at some of the rules and regulations pertaining to state to state. And I noticed that I know that it's legal in my state, in Texas. But in Texas, I have to have a home-based business. Otherwise, it's not allowed for me to be mobile. And
exactly.
I can't be, it says mobile salons are legal with a GPS. And I thought that was pretty interesting. But the clients have to be able to get up and come out of their house and be in my be in my van getting their service done. I'm not allowed to go into their home to get it done.
Right.
To do their nails. So you have it very good in your state. You're pretty, I mean, the regulations are, there's hardly anything to your rules and laws.
Right. I'm very blessed to be able to operate like I do in the state of Virginia. And that's one reason I am so strict following the rules, and even with my sanitation, because I want it to stay this way. And the more lax that we would become doing that, then the more risk we take of being able to lose this privilege altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I think that that's important, you know, how you market yourself and how you set yourself apart from anybody else that might be interested in doing, you know, the mobile salon business. It's like you can tell them all day long what it is that you do, but, you know, do they come with the professionalism that you do? Do they, you know, do they have the sanitation protocol? Do they have all of those things wrapped up? I mean, the fact that you are even advertising that you are bonded and insured and that you check out, I mean, that's pretty phenomenal. As I'd say, you're definitely taking your business to the very highest level possible.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? It's my baby. And when you have a child that you love, you will take care of that child. You will try to give it your best. You'll do anything in the world for that child. And that's the way I think of my business. Right. Otherwise, I couldn't work the hours that I do. My body would not hold up to that. But, you know, I'm definitely thankful for the blessing of the return on my business. So it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, very good. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your information with our listeners. I think it's absolutely fabulous, and we wish you continued success. I think that you pretty much have it all wrapped up, and, well, we look forward to seeing you in Orlando.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great night, and thanks for having me.
You'll come back on our show again, won't you?
Absolutely, I will.
All right. Well, very good. Okay. Well, thank you, Tracy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow. I mean, she's a fantastic person. I love always seeing her. She's always so dressed to the nines, and she definitely envisions, you know, she definitely portrays brand, and
she does.
She's incredible. She really is incredible.
She is.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also need to let you guys know that Max Estrada's E-Nail Couture has a great promotion going on right now. If you buy all 12 of his precious mineral gel polish collection, you can get a free BB mini toy LED lamp. Plus, of course, there's always free shipping over $99 in the United States. And if you want to, you can also get his candy-scented monomer, which is on sale right now as well. It's all available at enailcouture.com.
There you go.
And also, I don't know about you. Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to be able to have a Tass nail machine. And have you been using yours lately? I love it. It is so much fun to be able to do, you know, selfie nails for people, or, you know, to raise the money for charity, which is something that I would like to do at some point. You know, you can earn up to an additional $2,000 per month by using your Tass nail machine. Tass nail
machine.
You
sure can.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's just $5 per nail, extra per nail. It takes about 30 seconds. Just pop it in and have a design printed right in your nail. It is a great machine. And actually, Sean Pham was just using his, too, on his Instagram, which is really cool.
Yep. Sean has one? That's pretty cool, too. I have two. Yeah, I have two clients set up for this coming week to use the Tass. I'm pretty excited about it, and we've got special things loaded up into the machine, because that's the cool part, is that they can bring in a high-resolution photo that they take off their own telephone. You can transfer it to a jump drive, and then you put it into your Tass machine, and literally you can print out anything. It's pretty amazing on the nail. You guys have to check them out at tatsnails.com. And that's with Z's, TATZNAILZ.com.
All right, guys. For this and all the rest of the information that we've covered tonight, make sure to check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/nailtalkradio. That's where you'll find every article that we've discussed tonight, plus links to all of our past shows.
All right. Well, very good. That's it for Nail Talk Radio from myself and Braden and the NTR crew. That's Ellen and Kate and Jen. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you guys or be live next week.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
There's no place like home, y'all. Only for a short period of time.
Exactly. Well, let's hit the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Don't you come back no more.
No, you better come back. You better keep coming back every week. All right. We're out of here. Peace, love, nails.